So the way this book started was it was supposed to be a 10-page introduction to an encyclopedia of hate groups, and I kind of got carried away. And it got carried away because I made the mistake of asking a question. One should never do that. And the question was, what is a hate group? Well, I thought I'd go straight to the source. And the first thing I did is I went to a KKK website, and there I discovered that the KKK is not, in fact, a hate group. The KKK is, as they say, a love group because, once again, as they say, we love whites. Okay, so I got a couple choices. Either A, the KKK is not a hate group, or B, you can't trust rhetoric. Well, if you can't trust rhetoric, what do you trust? It gets really sticky really fast because if you go just by the numbers, then the biggest racist segregationist organization in the country is the judicial and penal system, because it achieves segregation of African-American males on a scale the KKK can only dream of. I'm sure you know the numbers, that about a third of all African-American males in this country are under criminal, I hate to call it this, but criminal justice supervision, criminal so-called justice supervision, and in some cities it's over 50%, Baltimore, for example. And well, that leads to a problem, because when we think about hate groups, usually we think of like anti-government organizations, right? But that's really leads to an absurdity, because if they can only be anti-government organizations, that means that the American Nazi Party, with its 75 members in Skokie, is a hate group, but the National Socialists who ran Germany from 33 to 45 were not a hate group. Well, that's kind of silly. Okay, so governments can be hate groups, but not ours. Well, and that's the problem, actually, is it's not ours, for one thing.